AB 1542 would regulate tech companies that profit from the sale of people's personal digital data in the state of California. It comes as the Trump administration is using location data to track suspected undocumented immigrants. Assemblyman Chris Ward, a Democrat from San Diego, is sponsor of the legislation.
Our personal sensitive data is not for sale. AB 1542 will close a dangerous loophole in current law, which allows companies to sell the most intimate details of a person's life, including their immigration status, religious expression, sexual orientation, or their health, or their genetic information. These categories are, of course, extremely personal, and if it's mishandled, it can pose real and, in some cases, life-threatening consequences.
The DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, use a variety of software and tools to access millions of people's data each day. Last fall, ICE entered into a contract with PenLink. Its tools, called Tangled and WebLock, use a kind of facial recognition and can track billions of people's geolocation. And despite state laws like California's Sanctuary Ordinance barring ICE from accessing automated license plate reader data, there is a loophole. ICE can hire data miners and brokers to do its bidding. AB 1542 would close that loophole by barring businesses from selling automated license plate reader data to a third party. John Bennett is the director of CITED, the California Initiative for Technology and Democracy, a project of Common Cause.
We saw how dangerous this could become last year when ICE purchased a tool that is daily updated with the geolocation of hundreds of millions of people. This data can be used to track people for draconian immigration enforcement that circumvents California law and our Fourth Amendment right. We can no longer sit by and rely on the goodwill of private corporations to act in the public interest regarding our sensitive personal information. Privacy and freedom of movement are cornerstones of a healthy democracy. When people fear retribution for where they go, they are less likely to attend protests, hearings, or even enter a polling place. That fear chills democratic participation, and we cannot allow it to continue. We must ensure that our digital footprint is not used as a tool of oppression.
Collecting people's digital data on social media and off their mobile phones is a growing industry. It's worth about $277 billion and is expected to nearly double by 2033 in 7 years, according to an industry report by Grandview Research. Major players that ICE has contracts with include LexisNexis and Thomson Reuters, parent company of the Reuters global news giant. People's personal data is mined, bought, and sold for a myriad of reasons. One company, Near Intelligence, tracked the data of people who visited any of the 600 Planned Parenthood clinics across the country, then sold that data to the right-wing group Project Veritas. According to a report by Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat who's called for an investigation after the Wall Street Journal first reported that purchase. Government and tech companies are also tracking voters. Again, Bennett.
Last year, the FTC finalized an order against data broker MobileWalla for using precise geolocation to infer sensitive political and religious characteristics. According to the order, MobileWalla created geofences around polling places and state capitals and even placed retroactive geofences around political rallies and protests to identify attendees, often tracking phones at nights to determine where people actually lived.
Digital data is also used by retailers and other companies that want you to spend more of your money, which is why AB 1542 is endorsed by Consumer Reports, a consumer advocacy organization and publication. The group recently released a report finding another way people's digital data is being used by companies to maximize profits. Justin Breckman is with Consumer Reports.
Last month, Consumer Reports published a study into Instacart showing that they are able to charge different consumers different prices for the same exact product at the same exact time. Instacart says they've now stopped this practice, but lots and lots of other companies are looking to find ways to do the same thing. These companies have more and more data about us. They have more and more sophisticated technology, such as AI, to target us. We've already seen companies using geolocation data to try to target us to find out what we're willing to pay.
Last year, Ward introduced another bill to limit the use and scale of geolocation data. But AB 322 failed to advance. It was put on the suspension file. Ward's new bill is broader and backed by other privacy and consumer advocates. including the Electronic Frontier Foundation. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.